If you listen to Father's teaching, you don't have to worry about anything because you're safe from all harm.
Everybody better know that person. You understand what I'm saying? If you got somebody that's doing illegal, immoral, and treacherously anti-socialist acts, you better not try to solve it over in the corner, because they can pull the wool over the whole of the rest of the society's eyes. You can sit down. I'm sorry, you're not understanding. They can pull the wool over everybody's eyes. But when it's done in everything is done in the open, everything that's secret is made known. People see for themselves, then at least we are more capable of watching and observing and seeing that people do not try to hurt or mar in this great work. They won't stop us. They won't stop us. Destiny has made us the way. Nothing else but destiny could have brought us thus far. No way could we have gotten across the seas and built a community. So I'm not concerned. But you must follow the rules. You must listen to them for your benefit. Child that got back, the last one out there, we don't know what particularly is wrong with him, but his temperature was immediate. Upgrade in temperature. So please, for Christ's sake, listen to the rules. And he should be glad we captured him 3 times. He should be glad it was us and not somebody else. There are people out there who are bounty hunters. I mean, they get so much for delivering a body, a live slave, to Venezuela. You understand what I'm saying? So we have no problem here. They'll not come in here. He said they'll never move in an American community if we stay where we belong, and they will not operate in the daytime. But if you get out in those trees, in the forest, he said they'll operate in the daytime, too, unless you're a group. And you always must be a group when you're out in the trees. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody got that clear? Children know also that any school discipline problems will be handled regarding referrals to public service. Just a group of teachers, just the children, not going to get the benefit of who is it? Did we name four that were to meet? The administrators plus 2 counselors will be enough to send any child to public services. You understand? And as I told my son John, I don't care how old you are, you'll go. A certain behavior doesn't change. That's what I feel about it. Mind your children of dangers of wandering. Yes, well, I just covered that. Entering bush unaccompanied by adults and running away. If this doesn't remind you enough, I don't know what to do for you. If what the Russians, if you don't believe it, listen to our conspirators. They haven't taped up, we've got our conspirator on tape. Let him, his voice be taped. Can they tape it over? They've got it in there. What is it? Can't get it. Can you try to work on it to get the volume up? Here are our conspirators. One of them was hired by Myrtles. He said he was out there. He admits. He knew too, exactly who came in. It's absolutely true, he knew. He knew who came in. He said they had mortar aim so they could have pulverized our main building. But then he knew he'd been had. He got to watching the older people. He had binoculars, very high caliber. He said, I looked and saw smiling faces. He said, I felt I'd been had. He said, money was important to him, but it wasn't important enough to kill people. Wake up, sir. Wake up now, please. He said, it wasn't enough important to him to kill innocent people, because he thought he was coming in here. They told him all those lies, and they'd find nothing, but they'd find barbed wire and sentries and 300 armed men. He thought he was coming in here going to have to fight a war. He said, when I came in here, all I found was children, happy children, and plenty of happy seniors, as far as the faces he could see. So he went back, and then he stepped forward and has become our chief witness. That's why we're getting the worm turning now. He said, the chief witness. He was brought in on the early days. Mazur. Remember Mazur? I spoke very often of him. He's a detective. And he's got a lot of juice, and he's achieved a great deal for us already. Anybody have any questions? That? Yeah. Mm-hmm. monsters were coming in here to kill people, dead or alive. It's in their own. There's the conspirators, the head detective that did all their hiring. He was the chief. He was the head of the unit that was laying out in the woods, bothering us for those 7 days. Of course I said somebody's out there. I'd have been a dummy if I didn't think somebody's out there. It was highly unprophetic about that. That didn't prove any prophecy. Jesus Christ, all you had to look and see somebody's out there. So it wasn't a matter of prophecy. I can prophesy. It was just a matter of looking. Bullets were coming from someplace. Those men that we saw, one man that's about a dozen of us agreed on the color of the clothing. I don't remember now who. What did you say? Yeah, and he said black too. That's what this man said, black. Before we ever told him anything about black, he said they were in black. It's on there. Anybody have any questions? Please teach your children well now. Teach them and warn them. It's also the rainy season still, 2 months longer than it's supposed to be. And the snakes will come in. If they mind and do what they're supposed to do and stay in the pathway, got no trouble. And we've seen the tigers come in on adjacent properties and kill every dog and every sheep, and never one of ours has ever been attacked. I said, that's a miracle. I'm not happy about anyone dying, but I'm certainly glad that no tiger attacked any of our people. And a man the other day, just down the road, reached in for his shoes, and he got bit by one of those killing-type snakes. What was it, sister, you had your hand up there? That I guess I did warn about mortar fire, yeah. That would have been revelation, because I knew nothing of that. But he knows all about it. He knows all about the assassination on my... He could have been very well the one that tried to do it. I don't know, but he's in our camp now. So how do you know? We make him sign affidavits and all the rest of these people. We trust him no further than his. He writes affidavits and under penalty of perjury. And he has sworn under penalty of perjury in black and white that he was sitting out there ready to kill as many as he needed to kill to get however few back to the United States he could get. A man not going to say that under penalty of perjury unless he means what he's saying. Because when you sign something under penalty of perjury, it's about 5 years in the jail. You can be thankful that he paused and he said something made him see. He said that there was a new look. He said that people had a new look. And that was Father's look that he's seeing. He referred to a new look. And he said, I knew those people. Those people were not as I have been told. So he packed up, but it took him a week of debating. Still took him a week. He wrestled with it for a week. So we should be really grateful for that. And as we go on our ways, peace be with you.
Off. My answer is if I didn't struggle.